Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You just heard Eli Manning is retiring. Eli Manning. It's one of the great discussions that seems to have been going on for the last couple of years is Eli Manning and whether or not he's a Hall of Famer. And here's the thing about Eli Manning that you probably don't really even realize. Okay? His numbers are better than you think. And that's probably why he's going to get into the Hall of Fame. I mean, I was surprised. I really was surprised when I looked at his numbers because I was of the opinion, nah, this guy's not a Hall of Famer. You know, he's sort of a nickel and dimer that just got, you know, sort of lucky 2 years and you know, he really didn't win much of anything in any other year except for the two Super Bowl years, which those are two big years, don't get me wrong. But, here's the thing, and this is what makes it difficult. Eli Manning is seventh all-time in passing yards, career passing yards, seventh. He's ahead of Ben. Now, here's the thing. Ben will, Ben will obviously, you know, as long as Ben comes back, Ben will pass him next year. So he'll be eighth. Matt Ryan, you know, depending on, I mean, he's got about 2 years. He'd have to have two pretty good years, but he could pass him. That would push him back to ninth. Aaron Rodgers is probably four good years away. Maybe three and a half good years away. So, you know, that could push him back to 10th. And at that point, you know, you're kind of like, well, he's 10th, but still, top 10 all time in yards passing. You also look at, and this is the thing, the two Super Bowls obviously put him in a different category. But here's another thing that I did not really think that he would be. He's seventh all time in touchdowns. I didn't think he would be that high. Did you, Greg?
I did not.
Yeah, I mean, don't you agree with me? You think of him and you don't think, well, his numbers probably aren't good enough, right?
He had a couple of good seasons, but I didn't think that he was seventh overall in touchdowns.
That's what's amazing. Now, again, very similar, Rodgers and Ben will pass him next year. Ryan will pass him, you know, not in 2020, but in 2021 if he stays healthy. So he'll be back to 10th again in that category. But my point is, his numbers are a little better than you think. Here's the other thing. If you look at it, 7 years of 4,000 yards or more. Did you think it would be that high? 7 years of 4,000 yards or more?
No.
You know what I mean? 7 years of 4,000 yards or more. It looks like, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 years of 25 touchdowns or more. You know what? The more I start to look at this, the more I start to think maybe he actually is a Hall of Famer. And I know that it's not necessarily fair, But the one thing I think that sticks out like a sore thumb, he's 117 and 117. I mean, it's not completely his fault, but he's got a record that's 500. 117 and 117. You know. You look at a guy, let's see what we got here. Go to look at even Philip Rivers is 20-plus games above 500. And you look at Philip Rivers and where he's at, he's ahead of Eli Manning substantially in touchdowns, actually. Substantially in touchdowns. And let's see, in passing yards, I think he's comfortably ahead of him in that too. But that's going to be, to me, the interesting question. Phillip Rivers has got superior stats and a superior one-loss record during the regular season. Are they both Hall of Famers? Or if you had to put one in and not the other, would the two Super Bowls be enough to trump every single other stat in your mind? It's a good question. I mean, Eli, to me, you know, those, and not just two Super Bowl wins. He beat first of all, he beat a team that some people thought was going to be the best of all time in that Patriots team. And then he did it again. You know, if you think about it, he beat the Patriots twice in the Super Bowl. Twice. So, you know, I don't know that I just don't know. You know, I don't know that it really is going to be that cut and dry when it comes to Eli Manning. I don't know if it's going to be that cut and dry. I think it's going to be interesting, and especially if Philip Rivers, which it doesn't sound like he's going to, but if he were to retire this year, those two would both be eligible the same year. They would be eligible. I don't know, man. That is something that you have to really take a look at and consider. But I think if you're going to ask me Philip Rivers versus Eli Manning, I have to say that they're close enough. They're close enough that I would say they're close enough that two Super Bowls probably do have to come into play. So even though I was dead set against Eli Manning as a Hall of Famer, I'm starting to talk myself into the idea that he might actually be a Hall of Famer. And he's probably going to get into the Hall of Fame because he played in New York. But I think if you look at his numbers and where he's at, he's still going to be in the top 10 by the time he's eligible. And I think that, you know, if you look at the quarterbacks that are going to be coming up, if Rivers stays in, if Breeze stays in, if they all stay in at least one more year, Manning's going to be eligible almost by himself when it comes to quarterbacks, isn't he? So, you know, to me, I look at it and basically say, the more I look at this situation, the more I believe Eli Manning is a Hall of Famer. Not something I thought I would ever say. 412-928-9370 is a number. It's the Paul Zoe Show. It's 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.